Hey, hey, hey!
Hello, it is the Barneses. Welcome to another episode of An Evening with the Barneses, the podcast.
Okay, I am Bernadette Barnes.
And I am her husband.
That's right.
Eugene.
My man.
Okay. So welcome, y'all. How are you?
I'm good. You got on your Lenny Green sexy voice. What's going on?
That's the tie. Where
you been? What you been doing? Got on your sexy voice.
That is the tie.
Trying to seduce me, y'all.
Listen, cut this off and get okay?
Okay, listen. That's why we got all those kids.
All those kids.
Three is all those kids. When I tell people I got... three kids, almost kids.
Three equals five, because it's like that's a lot. People only have two max. Two's like it that people do nowadays, and then you have three. You feel it.
We feel it.
Being outnumbered. So yeah, people with like five and stuff. I can't even.
I don't even know how to do it.
But yeah, three is all those kids. Lord Jesus.
Yeah, somebody came up to me, all those kids? Like, how many kids you got? I got three. Girl, all those kids? Don't do me like that.
First off.
Don't do me like that, okay?
Watch your tone, please.
Watch your tone.
Okay, don't.
Don't do me like that.
Yeah, man, we scratching and surviving over here. I'm tired. I don't know about you. It's only Tuesday. It feels like a long week, though. No.
Yeah. I'm alright. I'm not too tired. I'm good. I take the vitamins.
Is that what it is? Not even physically so much. I feel like mentally. I just feel like it's been a lot in this week. Yeah, like already. It's only Tuesday. But you know. So what you?
Nothing. I feel like, well, not nothing. We had a breakthrough last night. About our finances. Well, we're still healing.
We are breaking through.
We are taking, what is it?
Baby steps.
The jump, leap, you know, rock to rock, whatever. About our finances and how we operate. So
we've been going through that. I'm going to talk to y'all a little bit about that and just, you know, how we deal with finances and how we didn't deal with finances. How we realized we need to start dealing with finances. You know, just that. First, I think Bernadette and I are very different.
Absolutely.
In finance, when it comes to finances.
Completely.
She's definitely. We actually took a test. Remember that little marriage test? I forgot what it was called. Symbis, Symbolis, something like that. You remember when we did a counseling session at the church and we filled out the thing and we got the results?
Mm-hmm.
Part of that, finances was a part of it. It just tells you, like, the ways you're the same and different and like how you split like household chores with this whole thing, give you a big picture of your marriage. And like, she of course came out and when it comes to the finances as a spender, and I definitely came out and I came out as a saver, of course. So we're very different, and we've talked about in the past, I think, how our upbringings shaped our views on money. You know, we can talk about that. Like, I grew up just like, I grew up where money, you know, wasn't always readily available. You know, it was short sometimes. And, you know, it was situations where my father was like in and out of the house, you know, and had lost jobs, in and out of work and stuff like that. Dealing with, you know, different things. He had a drug addiction and all that. And, you know, I had to step up at a young age and, like, contribute. You know, my first job in the 10th grade, working at McDonald's. And, like, had to help, like, pay the light bill and, like, all that stuff. And that kind of shaped, you know, my view on money and how I handled money. And I've always kind of just been, like, a saver, but a saver to the point where I think it was, like, not healthy, because I didn't ever want to spend nothing ever. And I had, you know,
just holding like this tight.
Yeah, definitely holding. Yeah. And then, you know, you can't receive like this. You have to open up to receive. And it definitely developed just a scarcity mindset in me, because, you know, I would come home to no lights and, like, you know, like stuff like that. And so it was like, you got to keep what you get. You got to be smart about it, save it. And, you know, when we got married, Bernadette was the opposite.
Hold up. Well, let's rewind it, because I want to... Yeah, I was the opposite, but I'm definitely a giver. For me, as far as the way I was taught, give and it come back to you. And I think I was taught that when, like, I was 10. And that just made sense. Like, oh, you give and it's going to come back to you. Okay, let me just give. Let me just... And then it always came back to me. And then plus, I feel like my parents were definitely workaholics. They always stayed with a job or a second job or just always working. And then I love to save. I always stayed with money. I always wanted. I always had a job. I didn't really do any, like, what is that, activities in high school. I used to just work. Mm-hmm. Work. I got out of school early to, you know, work. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted my own money. I wanted, mm-hmm. you know, my own, you know, paper, my own bread. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but at the same time, when I, of course, you know, you make your own money, you're going to spend. You know, mm-hmm. I'm able mm-hmm. to, my parents were, they didn't question, you know, me because it's my money. You know, I'm able to do, I was able to do whatever I want because I earned it, I worked, and yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was just always me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I think the differences in the, because at least financially, your household was always, like, pretty much stable. Would you
agree? I guess, yeah. Yeah. For the most part.
With that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's, you know, hurt. No, but yeah, hurt. You know, y'all was good, you know. You know, we had, like, extreme highs and lows, you know what I mean? Like, when my dad was, you know, doing good and doing right, it was like, it was really good, you know. And then when he wasn't, it was like I said, like, extreme highs and lows. And so that always made me like, okay, when things are good, all right, you gotta hold on to this, you know, because you never know. Mm-hmm. And I always just put that in the back of my mind and carried it into adulthood. And the first person to point it out to me was cousin of mine.
I was just about to mention that. Who I was
very,
that.
Very close yes. with. And they bonded over this. How I
would I'll never forget. We went to American Eagle. He was looking for the shirt. It was like $45. He liked Bernie Watch. We just got married, so I didn't really know what he, Bernie Watch, he going to stand there for 45 minutes.
He said that to you?
Yeah, we was just talking. And he not going to get the shirt. And he didn't get the shirt. I was like, if you want it, get it. And I didn't understand why he didn't get it. I should get it. I like it. Stood there talking to himself, me and, you know, his cousin, like, so, you know, he always do this. He just go in, look for something, put it back down. I'm like, really? Oh, that's not good. So it made me believe, like, he didn't feel like he deserved nice things. Mm-hmm. So that was my biggest concern. He didn't mm-hmm. want to give to himself. And then eventually I feel like he didn't want to give to me. So if you can't give to yourself, you're definitely not going to be able to give to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, we gotta break this. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a scarcity mindset that had developed in me. And yeah, like, I would just do that. I would just feel like, and like, in my head, for a purchase, it would just be like, all right, if I spend this here, then I'm not going to have it here and here. Like, what if I need to eat? What if you need gas? And, like, I just go through, like, all of that in my head, you know. And it was years when we was married, you know, until I would say maybe a couple years ago that it really just, like, broke. And the breaking point for me was, like, I was in Walmart and just, like, looking for something. And I saw something that I liked and wanted. It was like $5. I literally, like, I believe it was like a panic attack, like, over this $5 purchase. And I just, like, I, like, broke down, or, like, put it down, like, went to the car and just, like, you know, almost in tears, just praying to God, like, God, this can't be it. Like, you gotta have, like, more for me. Like, I need you to teach me the balance, you know. And then sometimes just, I don't know, throughout just our marriage and stuff, I would either be, and you probably know this, like, I'm spending, I'm either all in, spending everything, like, let's do it, let's go, or I'm nothing.
It's hard for me. Yeah. Inconsistent because, yeah, like, it's for certain things. Like, now, he's good on clothes. If it comes to clothes, like a shopping spree or something, he's all in. But then, like, 2 days later, baby, gotta get tight. I'm like, who is this person? It's like a seesaw. It's like up and down. I'm like, you have to be consistent with me because that throws me off.
But then, like, it is like, though, it's like, that's part of the struggle that I'm going through, because it is in my mind. It's like, you know, okay, I'm trying to, you know, be free, be loose, whatever. But then, you know, it'll get back in my head and, you know, and, like, you know, go back to that place. But then also, that is life. You can't always be balling out. Like, there is times of, like, all absolutely. Right, we spent this, so now we gotta.
But honestly, I don't even know if you notice, sometimes when we do go shopping, I'll watch you because I'm like, I won't even, certain stuff, like, I won't even buy anything. I'm like, he needs this. He needs this moment to shop because he's been through so much. I don't even get anything. I'm just like, and then I was also know, like, in 2 days, he won't come with the, oh, we need to buckle down. I'm like, well, you know I didn't buy anything, right? Like, so, like, But I let you have that because I get that you're trying to heal. So mm-hmm. I'm like, I'll just mm-hmm. let him.
Yeah. So, you know. I mean, yeah, you know, it's what it is, what I'm dealing with and going through. And then I've definitely gotten better. So like a couple years ago, definitely had like a breakthrough. You know, big time with that Walmart like incident, you know, mm-hmm. just really prayed to God and, you know, yeah, just give me, you know, the balance, you know, because we had to. I would really just get like confused in my mind, and it was like at times I felt like I didn't even know like wrong from right, like I, you know, because you read all the books, you know, you study the Dave Ramsey and all the people, like, you know, get out of debt, da 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 da, mm-hmm. be responsible, you know what I mean, manage your money. Mm-hmm. And but then it would just be like, okay, you gotta give, and you know, you need to give to your family, you know, you need to give to people, you know, your church, your ties, people. And then it was just like in my mind be like just blurred. It was really just confusion, which how I could tell it wasn't God. Yeah, because he's not the author of confusion.
And you also need to pay yourself first. That's what all the business mm-hmm. people say. Pay yourself first, mm-hmm. and you want to enjoy the fruits of your labor. And I just feel like we were just working, and we didn't enjoy the fruits mm-hmm. of our labor. We didn't enjoy anything. For honestly, I felt like during that time, we both let ourselves go. It's this one picture that I hate of us. I was like, Lord God, we was just like in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. I just feel like we just completely, you know, mm-hmm. which I'm talking about, right?
Show me the picture.
It's just like, I feel like we were at an event, and I'm like, what do I have on? Jesus, I just feel like we.
I hear you guys showing the picture.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah.
I feel like we let ourselves go, and yeah, that wasn't good either.
And it was so the scarcity mindset, I think, when I first started to break it was a church we was going to. It's our second church. Our pastor preached a message on it, like the scarcity mindset. And I didn't even, hearing him say it, I was like, oh, that's what I'm suffering from. But it was so ingrained that, you know, you have a problem, you don't even realize you have a problem. It was just the norm for me. Like, I didn't even realize it was just like, it opened my eyes. And then that's when I really dove in. I found all types of messages, books, just, you know, break out of that, you know. And then again, you know, it's like a recovery. It's a daily walk. You know what I mean? You really constantly feed yourself the right stuff, mm-hmm. you know? And then now, you know, I do believe that, you know, I probably still battle a little bit, but I do believe for the most part I've been delivered and I'm healed. But I think like there's trauma on both of our ends from that period. And that's what came up. We said all that to say that's what came up. I feel like when we talked last night.
But from my point of view, yeah, he was going through that. But when he was going through that, I was also going through something because I felt like Eugene didn't trust me with the finances through his season. I was going through, oh, he doesn't trust me. And then at the same time, I was like the audacity because before I met you, I had, you know, I was saving. I had a bank account. I was working. And then we got married and had kids. So I was, you know, a housewife. So all of that did fall on him. But at the same time, I still knew how to manage money, but I felt like, oh, you don't trust me. I'm your wife. We are as one. No pun intended.
I think it's important to say, too, like, one thing we didn't do. We didn't talk about finances before we got married. We found all this out, like, our issues out in the midst of. We were a couple years in. You know, of our marriage. Mm-hmm. So I think just to make that point, I feel like that's important. If you think about getting married, being in a relationship, getting serious,
talk about
that stuff. You know, you know, how do you operate? How do you feel? Do you save? Do you spend? You know, and then at the same time, I feel like
I don't want to say the age thing, but we were young, and no, we did not talk about money because mm-hmm. our parents didn't teach us. We don't want to blame them either, but it just...
We only knew what we knew.
Then
again, all I heard, only money advice I got, I think, was like, save your money. So that's what I was doing. Save your money. Mm-hmm. With the trust thing, it was definitely... And I was just the weight of, like, which I've mentioned to you, just the weight of being the head of household, having a family for a long time, the only one working, and I was earning most of the money and managing the money. So like that's a lot of pressure.
Right.
And like, you know what I mean? All of that was also weighing on me. And that's what I felt for a long time, especially with the decisions and, you know, agonizing over like a $5 purchase. It was just like, all right, if I spend this, my biggest fear, and it never happened, but I thought this with every purchase, was I would spend $10 that we didn't have, rent would be due, and we'd be exactly $10 short.
Just to let y'all know, they're gonna wait the extra 5 days for you to get that $10.
That was my mind. That was my fear. It's like, you know, these kids and everything is on me, and then it's just, I probably really just need a therapy session, because it was just like, my mindset was never to like deprive my family, you know what I mean, or whatever. But my mindset was always like, look to the future. We got to save this. We got to build this future. We can't, you know, spend right now. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I think I was running from being my father. Like, you know what I mean? Doing everything exact opposite. And I just, that feeling of, like, just not providing for my family, or not, you know what I mean, being there with them, having what they need, like, that was my, like, motivation through a lot of that period, even though it felt like, you know, I was just being tight, but it was like, we gotta have, you know. And I definitely, like, realized and, like, opened up, like I said, prayed, and, you know, realized that I had a conversation, actually, with that cousin that we were talking about, and he really helped me to, like, break through, too, and just telling me, you know, everything, you know, it was gonna be okay, and then just, you know, that I think he told me that you can't receive like this. He was like, open your hand, he literally did it to me. You can't receive like this. Yeah, he is a reverend. You can't receive like this. He was like, open your hand, you gotta let it go. He did say that, and then I was getting to something that I think I forgot that he said. He talked to me, we had a big conversation about that, and he talked to me about, raising daughters. I had two daughters at the time. Got them now. They're still here. Now we got three kids. But had my two little girls, and he was like, you know, you got to show them that, you know, that they deserve and that they can have, you know, and that so they won't be impressed when somebody take them to McDonald's and, you know, they want to give it all up. Yeah, you know. So take them to a $200 dinner. You might have to do that sometime. Like, he said that, like, exactly. And all that, it just really, like, hit home. And, you know, from then I just started to just try. I really trust God. It really just was trusting God. And then so now I feel like where we are now is trying to both recover from that trauma we, you know, experienced during that time. Triggers. And we had a conversation like last night that got pretty deep.
Right. So moving forward, so we have businesses now.
I remember what I was gonna say. My bad. About with my cousin, I was going to. He also was the one to point out to me that, like, I had too much control in our finances. Because he put it to me as even like a corporation, like the CEO doesn't write the checks. They have a whole finance department for that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's only human nature when you are bringing in the money, managing the money, you know what I mean, budgeting the money, paying the bills, and at that time with you having pretty much no input into like everything, so you know what I mean, it only human nature to like get to that point where you want to control it because you are controlling it. So like that was a shift we definitely had to make, and that we're in the process of making now, us doing the bills together. You know, to let each other in. Go ahead. Okay, I just remembered it.
So where should I start? Okay, so I was a housewife, and then I went back to school, and then from there I was a business major. So I started, you know, learning and researching about business. We opened up As One Entertainment, and we also have our nonprofit, Woke Empowerment. So I started educating myself. We got the LLC. So I started businesses and organizations. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, my kids are blasting music.
Mm-hmm. Some Broadway stuff. I don't even know what this is. I'm sorry, y'all.
That's Dionne Warwick. I'm a music nerd. Anyway, what was I saying? I'm so distracted. I started researching, and, you know, we build our empire. We're still building our empire. Mm-hmm. So last night, you know, I told him, you know, because I want to be honest, like, you know, I'm, you know, we're trying to open up a comedy club, mm-hmm. and I'm, you know, trying to, I'm talking to investors, mm-hmm. I'm bankers right now for this venue. Mm-hmm. So that I had to inform him, mm-hmm. and certain things, me, I'm triggered because I feel like, what's the word? I don't want to say control, but
you feel like, because I can see it. I know before I'm going to say something to you, she's going to feel like this. Because yeah. you every bit of input or like interfering, anything, any question, anything, you yeah. feel like I'm controlling you. And it's like, no, it's not that. We're trying to get to the point where we're trying to heal and we have to.
But it was controlled, especially back then. And then now I feel like question. And mm-hmm. my thing is, it's like, not, I'm going to give you an example. That annoying coworker, you trying to do your job, but you got this Karen questioning you, not calling you Karen, but you got this person like, chill, I got it. I put in the files, I put in the email, and it feels like that per your last email type of energy, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, don't question me because I want you to trust me. And mm-hmm. I told him last night, I don't mm-hmm. question him because mm-hmm. I trust him.
Yeah. And then, but what did we say about that ultimately?
And we have to,
you should question me,
right?
That's, again, goes back to that absolute power. If I know I could do whatever without you ever bringing up anything, you know what I mean? We have to be each other's checks and balances. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, my whole thing was, because what you're talking about was purchases that were made when, you know, when I know we don't have no money, so it's like, where's this coming from? Mm-hmm. You know, but then at the same time, you can't say you because you coming from the point of trust me, I know what I'm doing, and I'm building the business. Right, I'm building the business. Side, yeah. But my thing is, when I'm opening up, which is hard for me because I'm recovering from that, from mm-hmm. being closed and being the only one, it's hard to let you in. Mm-hmm. When I open up and talk about certain things and we agree not to do certain things, mm-hmm. you can say trust me from the business part, but I'm looking at it more from what we said we weren't going to do, that, which was spend on a credit card. Mm-hmm. And then you saying trust me, but at the same time, you did that.
Right.
And didn't. So that... So you know what I mean? We coming from...
Yeah. And here's where my anxiety comes in. It was $7 on the credit card. And then I get up... I get anxiety because... Oh, man. It was like $7.
You bought the shea butter and stuff? That was more than $7.
Okay, a total... Yeah, it was probably like $20. No. Maybe 20. Anyway, it's like 20.
Anyway, but yes.
So I had an anxiety from mm-hmm, that. Mm-hmm, my mm-hmm. thing is my shea butter, that's going to make us money with the business. Mm-hmm, so I was thinking, yeah, I'm about to spend on the credit card, mm-hmm. but this is an investment for, mm-hmm. I'm going to get money back. I get return.
That. But my whole thing is that we talked about this all last night. We just recreated for y'all.
Yeah.
It's not about the amount. It's about the action and what we said we were going to do. I'm very about if we talked about it, if we took the time to talk about it, sit down about it, mm-hmm. let's do what we say we're going to do.
Right.
If something comes up where you feel like, okay, we need to pivot or change this, there needs to be a conversation. We gotta talk.
And here's my thing. Sometimes we don't always have to talk because I'm in business mode. I can't. If I'm in the middle of a meeting and they want to make a deal with me, I can't just stop and call Eugene. Oh, Eugene, they want me to just make maybe $50 mm-hmm. to do this and that. I feel like sometimes it's not always a meeting.
It's not always, but that
And that's how I feel. I'm always being questioned, and mm-hmm. I feel like it's control. And that's where I'd be like, just trust me, because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I feel like I'm not going to do anything to jeopardize our marriage or our business. That's not my intentions. And that's where I'm like, please trust me because I trust you. I don't even question. And I feel like I'm always being, and that's where my anxiety, like I feel bad. Like, oh shoot, I spent $20, man. I feel like I got to report back to him and be like, oh babe, I slipped up. And I feel like it shouldn't even be like, be that, because I am gonna put it back eventually.
I'm just don't do this. Like,
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to him. Like, when I'm just saying that's
when we talk about things, that the situation we're talking about wasn't one of those situations that could have waited. Until we, if you talk about things, and it's my thing, and it's not like I'm asking for this one-sided. Mm-hmm. Like, I talk to you, I come to you about mm-hmm. things. Hey, I'm thinking about giving this or doing this. Like, I do that. Mm-hmm. I think a part of that is stemming from your hurt and triggers from being controlled mm-hmm. when I'm not that person anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but hear me out, y'all. The past let's say 4 weeks, he's been complaining, babe, I need shea butter. Okay, I finally bought it. I'm trying to make it for you and sell it. He's been, babe, when you gonna make your shea butter? When you gonna make your shea? I'm like, I'm trying to do that, and I'm trying to get money. That is the part of our business.
As y'all can see, we're still working through.
Yes.
Because I'm just saying, about this last okay.
Night, so we fresh out.
Yeah, okay, we needed that. I'm just saying, I know you're saying everything don't gotta be a conversation. That should have been a conversation. When we sat and agreed, we looked each other in the face. We're not gonna spend on credit cards because we're trying to get out of credit card mm-hmm. debt. Then you go back and spend on a credit card. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that didn't have to happen because a couple days like after you bought that, I got a check. Mm-hmm. From a deposit from a gig. Mm-hmm. We would have talked about it. We could have, okay, let's wait on it. We could have did this. And then with credit cards, we have been through a cycle our whole marriage mm-hmm. where we get out of debt, we get back in. We mm-hmm. get out of debt, we get back in. I'm probably wounded from that. I know I'm yeah. tired of it. And I don't, you know, there's a smart way to use credit cards.
Yes.
But we, according to our track record, we have not figured that out yet.
Yeah.
So.
Hear me out. And yes, I did spend on that. So I have maybe four credit cards. So I feel like he doesn't give me credit because yes, I did spend $20 on that other one. But that same week I paid off that other one full. And that one was a big one. I paid that one off and my credit card's score went up 22 points. Mm-hmm. So when I report back to him, I came with that I did my credit card mm-hmm. score went up mm-hmm. 22 points. So I feel like I am very strategic, I'm very smart, and I feel like he don't give me my credit when it comes to that area. And I'm trying to educate us, him, me, on, I feel like in the past we got the wrong type of credit cards. We need to mm-hmm. get rewards. We need to get the ones with the mm-hmm. points. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. I'm trying to educate myself and educate him now that we're older. Mm-hmm. I feel like, yeah, in the past we were in our 20s. We didn't know what we was doing. Mm-hmm. We are 30-something, and we are maturing, and, you know, we're trying to level up.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, bro, give me my credit. I feel like Eugene be like, once you make a mistake, that's it. And I'm like, people deserve second chances.
You do deserve second chances. You've had second, third, fourth chance. We keep having the same conversation. It's not new. It's not new.
But did not pay off my credit card?
That right there. Can I speak to that? When things happen, mm-hmm. when... Because I paid off credit cards as well. When I speak about paying off our debt or whatever, it's we paid off. When you speak about it, it's I did, mm-hmm. I did. Mm-hmm. Where did that money come from? Like, that was an account that you set up that mainly my checks was going into. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about it before you did it. We agreed to it. We did that. I feel like maybe you're like,
because when I spend, it's my mm-hmm. fault, so I paid it off.
Exactly. Just what I'm about to say. You're so thirsty for that credit.
Wow.
That
I feel
not thirsty. Listen, you're so eager to receive the credit mm-hmm. that I can feel like I feel dismissed. And like, and again, we go back to that. I feel like what I do doesn't like count or is not like that's acknowledged. Not true. That's what I'm telling you how I feel. How like, that can make
king.
Me feel.
You are my everything. I am your number one fan.
Thank you. I am
yours. Okay, I love you. It's not about that. But no, it's not about that. But it's not my intention mm-hmm. to say I. But at the same time, when I spend it mm-hmm. isn't that my fault. It is. I'll take responsibility that mm-hmm. I spent this amount. Mm-hmm. So why can't I? No, because when you have your big credit card, and I don't even know the amount of debt that's on your credit card. See, and I don't question it either, but
you
I know we're
should.
Gonna. Okay, well
that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing.
Okay,
that is
but let
not
me know
a good
the
thing.
Amount.
Have you not seen Waiting to Exhale? Angela Bassett, her name unknown, nothing. She didn't know nothing. I don't ever want you to be in that position.
Well,
that's not a good thing.
Well, no, you my should, name you, is on step.
But I'm just saying, like, okay. we should know what's going on mm-hmm. with each other. Like, yeah, I want to know. And I don't just want to know from her.
Why
I tell
say my
her.
My favorite movie, y'all. Because
that's it. Because you need to get that. Like, that's not a good thing. Oh, I don't ever question. And I don't. She didn't ever question. Like,
but my name was on Snap. Okay?
But I'm just saying, like, that's not a badge of honor to be like, I don't know. That goes back to my control issues when you don't check in or you don't, you know what I mean? Don't know.
But I know you're paying it off. I don't know that I don't know the amount, mm-hmm. but I know you're paying it off. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, right now we are, all the ones we have left, we are paying the minimum balances, which we know is not good. Mm-hmm. We've made some adjustments in our budget, you know, cut back some things to try to, you know, add extra mm-hmm. on to that. So that's in the works.
I just feel like I just feel like we're still healing from it, but I want him to know that I'm very resourceful. Like, mm-hmm. I don't come to you with a problem. I try to come to you with a solution. Mm-hmm. And if I do spend, I'll tell you, do I not tell you like, oh, I already paid it off, or I'm doing this and that, or I'm in the works. I don't just be like, oh, babe, I spent mm-hmm. and we passed out. I don't do that.
That's true. That's true. Most times you will do that, especially if it's on a credit cards. We definitely have gotten better with like that. We're spending our cash without communicating. And I'll say that. But I just noticed that we definitely are. We're probably both still healing, still have some trauma, and we want two different things. I think with finances, you want. From what I hear you saying, you want your independence and trust, mm-hmm. you know. I want you in. Like, I need you in. Like, hey, look at this. Like, this is what we have. This is what's going on. Because, again, that just, to me, that adds to that feeling of when way back with how it started, especially when we first married. Like, I always felt like any mistake that does happen is going to be, it's going to be my fault. It's going to land on me. You know what I mean? Because you weren't involved in the finances.
Right.
So it's going to fall on me. And I never felt like you understood that weight. And so for me, having you in, like, hey, look at these numbers. This was going on this month. Mm-hmm. That takes that off of me. And then it becomes an us. Like, right. I need it to be an us.
I understand. I feel like we're definitely getting better because we have weekly meetings. Mm-hmm. But in my defense, I was a housewife. I already had anxiety just mm-hmm. being a first-time mom.
We're going to have to do a whole episode on that. Because that was a horrible season.
Because, so you telling me about finances and my, you know, anxiety is already through the roof, being a stay-at-home mom, mm-hmm. I got this and that. Mm-hmm. That would have been too much. It was too much. So that's why, I'm ready for it now. And we have weekly meetings. I understand, you know, what you're going through now. You understand what I'm going through now. I feel mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. both were intertwined because he helps with the kids now. I feel like we're both like in the middle. He understands what I was going through as a housewife. I understand what he's mm-hmm. as the, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. the provider. I feel like we understand. Yeah. We're in the middle when it comes to that now.
Let's mark in this episode. We gotta do a whole episode.
I didn't know it was gonna be.
I knew it. Why? Because this is a hot. We are good in pretty much every other area of our relationship. We have, you know, rocky spots and stuff like that with the house and kids, but we could pretty much work through everything. Finances has been a thorn ever since the beginning. But we need to put a pin in that because that needs to be a whole other episode on just like what. Gender norms and expectations in a marriage, because we had the time where she was a straight housewife, not working at home 24/7 with the kids. I worked 40 plus hours at a job. That was probably the most miserable.
I was a single mom.
We both have been.
I didn't see you, Gene.
Because I was working like 50, 60 hours a week.
That first year, me and Zoe. That was just me and Zoe.
Yeah. So that was probably the most, we need to do that because now things have since like shifted and then like we need to talk about like before kids and like how kids change things because kids brought that on. Having Zoe, the first child, okay, well you stay at home, I'll go to work. I was miserable, hated the job. She was miserable. Then like, you don't know better than that. She's a go-getter, gotta be out here. So being at home was like a ball and chain. So that's another episode because we're coming up on, like half an hour. So you gotta do that. But we finally gonna have to do a part two of the finances.
Part
y'all.
Two, part yeah, three. It's about to be a series.
This could be a series. Because and then now we're just at the point where we're trying to talk. Like I said, we're having monthly meetings, trying to hear each other, and we go over everything finance from the actual numbers, the bills we have due, the amount we owe in debt, everything, the concrete stuff, to our trauma and our feelings around money. How are you feeling this week? How did this happen? How did that make you feel? You know, we talk through everything mm-hmm. in those meetings. Monday's our day. We talk every Monday mm-hmm. for like almost a month now. We're still new at it, but we're trying to do that. And so, man, we're just working through. So it's a lot. And then, now I'm trying to like, heal from who I was, and you know, the more giving, and I've grown, mm-hmm. taking you know, giving more, taking people out more, and you know, appreciating. And I had like a huge moment when I first got delivered, you know, for like her like birthday and Christmas. I went out and did big, and that was another thing, like holidays. She mentioned like never feeling special, because I was just like, you know, we got this plan, we're trying to get here, we got to forego these birthdays and stuff to get there. And so, you know, that was a whole thing. You see her face, you see?
Because every year he act like he don't know it's my birthday. Surprise, surprise.
But at the same time, every year you act like you didn't know it was your birthday. As far as the finances or a holiday or whatever. Yeah. No, everything would come up last minute. And that's where my anxiety came from, because, okay, now I got to pull this. Instead of both of us sitting down, planning out months ahead,
I didn't have to plan my own birthday. But no, because we agree. When we had Zoe, my daughter, my mm-hmm. oldest, we have the same birthday. Uh-huh. We agree. Oh, I'm going to plan mm-hmm. the child's mm-hmm. birthday.
Yeah.
You would take yeah. care of me.
So when I say that, I'm not saying just your birthday. And I mean that. I meant like holidays in general, even mm-hmm. planning the kids and stuff, anniversaries and all that. It was always like, okay, well, their birthday's in 2 weeks. What we going, you know, what are we doing? It was never like months ahead. Like,
it would still fall on me to plan and invite and do everything.
Okay.
And yeah, it was months. I just feel like you act like you didn't know. Our birthday, it comes once every year. Why do we
have to have an argument
every year around the same time?
All right, because we weren't planning well. That's what I'm saying. And here we go. This is real with the Barneses, okay?
Who wasn't planning well? We agreed I would plan the child's birthday.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, even with that, with you planning hers, you mm-hmm. wouldn't ask me for anything or tell me what you needed until 2 weeks out. I'm saying we collectively did not plan like our birthdays in March. We didn't start planning 2 months ahead to be like, okay, we can pull from here and get this together. It was 2 weeks before, oh, I need this much. So I'm scrambling to find that now. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Now, you were doing the planning, right. But I'm saying with paying for it, that didn't come up until like, okay, this is what we're doing. I need this. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Is that
I would have to disagree with that.
Right. I don't know. Because,
and then half the time it was at like my mom's house. So like.
But we weren't making. You got to remember.
I know. But my thing is, like I said, I feel like that's not fair, because I feel like I would get the blame. If you knew, why didn't you come like, hey babe, what's the plan? What's going on? I just feel like it just went over your head and it all fell on me. I have to plan her mm-hmm, birthday, and then mm-hmm, I have to mm-hmm. hope I get something mm-hmm. on my birthday.
And that's something I had to work through, because while you were doing that, focus on a birthday party, we still had lights to keep on. We still had bills to pay. We still had car notes. We still had rent to pay. Mm-hmm. You weren't involved in that stuff at all. And so now, yeah, I did used to feel like, okay, now I'm supposed to just focus on a birthday party. We still got to pay these bills, and we still in debt, and like all of that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
But that wasn't my responsibility then, because, yeah, I said that to him, because I was a housewife. I was holding house down.
So here we go. This is what.
That was my mentality back then.
So here we go. And that was my mentality as well. Because I was like, if you're holding down the house, hold down the house. Mm-hmm. I had certain expectations when I walked in the house. If mm-hmm. you had being there or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I always felt like, especially during that time, I clearly remember, if those are going to be our roles, then the money is mine at that point. If you just said out your mouth, that's not your responsibility. And I can clearly remember even turning down gigs and things that you didn't want me to take because you wanted me here or whatever. But I turned down that one gig, and then you said that to me, and if it was my responsibility, I made the decision that day. You will never tell me what, when it comes to a gig, you will never tell me. If I know that my family needs it and I know I need to do it, I'm gonna go do it. Mm-hmm. I don't care, because it's on me. You just said that.
Yeah.
So back I will then, never. But we're talking about back then. I'm not talking about now. But it's still, to the day, if we need something and I know I got to do it, I'm going to do it. Because I'm gonna do it.
We definitely talk about it now, though.
Yeah, but in the end of the day, if I know we need something, I'm gonna go.
No, because I don't want us to be. I don't want you to be desperate. Certain stuff is just not in that season for you to do.
Okay. But anyway, back to what I was saying. I always felt like, especially back then, you said your responsibility is the house. I'm working. I'm providing the finances. That's my role. I always felt like that was part of the battle. Because I had 100% of the responsibility, but I was expected to split the say-so.
The say-so of
what? And in the finances. Like, I always felt like that.
I don't get what you mean.
Like, 100% of the work was mine, but when it came to the decisions, what we did with the finances, I always felt like I was expected to split that or include you. But when you understand what I'm saying?
No, because I just wanted you to make me feel special on my birthday. It comes once a year. I feel like that's it. That's all I wanted you to do. Mm-hmm. If you are in charge, okay, I know her birthday about to come up. Let me put $20, $10 to the side. I know what's coming up. I am the man of the house. I am the provider. I know what's coming in and out. Let me start saving now. Let me put $20 so I won't have to hear her mouth.
Yeah, but again, that is splitting the say-so. Because when I know I have to, because in my mind, we on the same team, right? We in the same boat. Mm-hmm. We are short on rent, which we often were back then. I got to get this rent paid. She should be understanding enough to know that we can't do anything this year or go all out. Like, you know what I mean? Because I got to make this executive decision and pay this rent so we have somewhere to stay. Mm-hmm. So it just always felt like the pressure was like on both sides for me.
I still would have to disagree because I know we wasn't making a lot of money back then. But even on his birthday, see, and then we are the opposite, and I had to learn. I like Grand. He doesn't. So back then, I used to have Grand birthday parties for him. He didn't necessarily want that. When he told me that, I received it, and I stopped.
After a while.
Yeah. But my thing is, I feel like I was creative, and I put the time and the effort because, we didn't have a lot of money, but I still knew how to plan. And I planned ahead. I invited people, this and that. I got a free space. We're going to have it here. I got to know a DJ. I'm gonna get the DJ to come out. I just felt like it was like no effort. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes it would just be cut and paste. I'm like, well, didn't I just do this for you? It was no like thought.
And again, there was thought in that birthday, but we're not going to go there right now. there was a lot of thought.
All right.
But anyway... You see, so y'all pray for us is what we're dealing with. And that was all, like, in the past. I definitely, like, that first year, I, like, received the revelation. Went all out for your birthday. We took a trip to see Erykah Badu for your birthday. I gave you $1,000 that Christmas.
Come on.
Cash.
You better.
Because I don't want it to seem like it just feels like it's all
you
like.
You better brag.
Oh, what was he doing? Like,
I've got it together.
You better.
Because
no, I definitely was. I allowed, it was a scarcity mindset, and I allowed that to shut down everything. Like, we can't spend on your birthday, whatever. And then I can say that she wasn't asking for, like, huge amounts of money. Like, she wasn't. But then, in my mind, it was that, like, we got a whore, we got to be okay mindset. I can't say I allowed that to control. And I didn't, celebrate special occasions for me or her. Because, and like she said, she had to learn because I hated it. All the big parties. When I know we didn't have the money, I want to do it when we can enjoy it. But, again, since have been delivered from that and we doing better. Mm-hmm. So that's just a little bit of our journey.
We definitely gonna have a part two because I have... For that, you say, even if you don't have it, you still have to enjoy the fruits of your labor. And sometimes you still have to celebrate. Not saying go into debt, but still celebrate. No. That's what I said. That's why you got to get creative. Mm-hmm. It's certain stuff that, I didn't spend money. I have, people do favors, family members, bring a dish, do that. I feel like, you did allow, at the time to just get that scarcity mindset. You got to get, creative about certain things. Mm-hmm. And then, Elder, y'all had a conversation. I like what he said.
We did. I've since I'm still not sure how I feel about that conversation since then. So we could get into it before we get out of here. So what was said was basically, and she said to me all the time, was like...
But sometimes you got to hear from me.
He said it. Listen. He said it, and it was like, he said, I don't know about you, but, you know, we don't ever have it anyway. So I just go ahead and do what I'm going to do. You know, he did tell me, like, you know, I take my family on trips, even though we don't have it. Because, you know, they'll remember the experiences and all that more. And, you know, I received it. I sat with it. As of recent, though, I don't know how I feel about that. Because just the fact that you say, I don't ever have it anyway. That's allowing yourself, giving yourself permission to never have it. You don't have it because your actions are, you know what I mean? That's the end of the day. Like, it's the cycle that I see we're stuck in. And I believe, this is my faith, you can break that. You mm-hmm. can change that. And you can have it. And you can enjoy spending because you know it's not your last mm-hmm. on a trip. Like, why come back to debt? You know what I mean? On a trip vacation from where you just enjoyed yourself. So I'm still...
But in his defense, this man is very, I'm not going to say wealthy, but he's doing well for himself. He's an entrepreneur, has mm-hmm, mm-hmm. three businesses. Mm-hmm, so I'm like,
he's
blessed. Yeah, so yeah. That's why I feel like Eugene needs to receive it. But, you know, because, yeah, they're doing very well for themselves. Like you said, mentors.
People so, tell you who they are, though. He said, we never had it anyway, but I do it anyway. So I don't know.
Maybe it's more to that, because I feel like especially people like elders and reverends, mm-hmm. you know, like my grandfather, he used to give his last, and that stuff like that, they Definitely. End up blessed. Even like that lady in the Bible, she gave her last. She didn't have it's to. Crazy she probably shouldn't.
Yeah,
but she was blessed. Sometimes maybe you do have to give your last in order to be blessed.
I believe that. If God says so.
Yes, if God says so.
Just because you want to go on vacation. Because then it won't be blessed. But it's crazy you bring that up.
But you don't know that, though. Sometimes you say, then you won't be blessed. You don't know that. Because you're blessed.
You are, but there's also consequences for your actions. God never said there won't be consequences. Mm-hmm. Even he blessed David, but David had to pay for certain things that he did.
Absolutely.
Still. So you want to be, the goal is to be in as close as you can as being in the perfect will of God, like what God wants.
But that's just like people like, oh, I don't want to get married because I don't have the money yet. Oh, I'm not ready to have a baby because I don't have the money yet. And then God blessed us with babies and then he blessed us with an increase. So I feel like it's always going to be something, but you just have to go forth because he's going to bless you anyway. At least for me and my household.
You will be blessed, but there's also stewardship. You have to steward what God gives you well. And then, like Paul said, like, should we continue in sin? Not saying that it's sin, but should we do the wrong thing just because grace abounds? Just because we have grace, should I just go do stupid stuff?
No, we stop having kids.
You know what I mean? Okay. Like, that's what I'm saying, too. So there's a balance to it all,
yes.
is what I'm saying. And then that, I believe, was... very intentional. A lot of married couples are like opposites on things. Mm-hmm. And like, I think where our blessing is somewhere in the middle. Like,
because like, yeah, I feel like if we don't agree, I don't know how to explain it. Yeah. If I do buy something that, let's say I buy something and he didn't approve or he didn't know about it, Eugene will end up using it more than me. So I just be feeling like it's a blessing in disguise. Like certain stuff, I mean, like I bought a coffee thing, a tea thing. I bought that. I don't even use it like that much. Eugene will use it. I feel like certain purchases is a blessing in disguise because he'll end up using it more than me, and then he's happy about it. Babe, when you get this, I like this. Oh, this is mine now. I know it is.
Anyway,
now he hit me with the anyway.
Communication, okay.
And, now he hit me with the anyway.
I still just believe in, like, just openness. That's all I want. I don't, you know, I just want openness from everybody, from every end.
Okay? From every angle.
At every angle.
Every openness. Corner. Every
I don't
respect.
Want to feel like you hiding or feel like I'm hiding. I just want openness, communication. I don't think that's...
Me, I feel like
we're
going to be here all day because I feel. Okay. I'm just going to say okay. But no, it's always going to be a part of it. I feel like I have to, like, oh, I babe, I made a left, and then I made a right. So, I gotta tell you my every
move. Let me speak to that. Let me speak to that. Because what we did start to do in our finances was set aside specific money for spending. And now I can, now you gotta agree with this. When that account is funded and you spend out of there, I don't question you. If my questions come when I know we don't have no money, mm-hmm. but Amazon packages are showing up at the door. Mm-hmm. So the thing is that I believe what you're talking about is that checking at every turn. I believe right now, I believe that's the season. That's what we're in, because money is tight right now. Mm-hmm. That's the season. When we get back to the point, because I told you, I even think you should have your own bank account. That's where you can just, a spending account. And as long as you spend out of there, I don't have to ask you no questions. Right now, we're just not there yet. Because we are at the point where every dime needs to go somewhere. It needs to count. We're trying to get out of debt and, you know, whatever. So it's the season. Mm-hmm. And then again, I don't want you falling into, oh, well, that's him and that's who I was. Don't look at me as who I was. Like, I understand right now that that needs to be the case. I feel like it needs to be the case right now in this moment until we recover and get back where we were, because we don't have it like that where there's extra money flowing and, you know, we can have mm-hmm. spending money or whatever to ourselves. So it's like, that's the season.
Okay.
All right. Well, to be continued. We will pick up on this. All right.
All right.
We love y'all.
Keep this us in prayer. Good.
Yes, y'all pray for us. We'll see y'all August 11th at our show in Even with the Barneses at Brightside Tavern on Bright Street, downtown Jersey City.
Yes, and if you want to give us a donation, go tell them, you know, if you feel the need in your spirit, Cash App.
Barnes, yes. Straight up, find us.
Find us, please. Zone me,
whatever.
A love offering.
Yes. We'll be all right. But I definitely do believe, closing note, it's a growing season, because we are, like, communicating more than ever before about money, and money has always been, like, a taboo in our relationship, an uncomfortable point. We walk around for days holding stuff in, not wanting to talk about it. So we're trying to normalize just talking about money with each other, so it doesn't have to be this stressful
and that's keeping real. This is the number one reason why people get divorced. It's not real, even cheating. Yeah. It's, yeah, money. It's
money.
And then I understand it. Now that I'm older, because I'll be like, it's money. I'm like, you're not gonna leave because he cheat, but you gonna leave because of money. It is, it's true. Mm-hmm. I feel it now. I'm like, oh God. My baby daddy.
All right, y'all. We love y'all. See y'all August 11th. We are the Barneses. This is an evening with the Barneses. Bye. All right.